And what your organization is about a little bit?
Sure. I'm Robert Yellow Fox. I'm the coordinator for the Eagle Wing Ascent program at the Eagleton School in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. We're a program that serves Native American children with developmental disabilities and their families from the United States and Canada. We're a new program, but we have been about 8 years in the development of our services, mm-hmm. and we came online about 4 months ago at Eagleton.
Wow.
I work with Fidela Moreno and mm-hmm. the treatment team and education team and clinical team at the school to serve this very underserved population.
Wow. So what kind of support do you need from the local community in terms of being able to make this happen or put the word out there?
Well, it isn't any program needs the support of its local community.
Right.
But I think the greater issue is that we also support the local community,
right.
as well as the extended community.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of folks out there who need services who may not know where those services are.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of folks out there who have quietly struggled with children who present with issues that they thought could never receive assistance.
Right.
So, you know, we'd like to hear from you, and we'd like to be able to support not only the American Indian community and the First Nations community, but the community of humanity in our area and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you guys are just getting up and running now? This is your first year in operation?
We've been underway for about 4 months now, but mm-hmm. we actually have been in development for the last 8 years.
Right. Raising funds and building programming.
Well, actually networking with reservations and
uh-huh.
creating ambassadorial outreach, because all of the reservations we work with are sovereign nations.
Right.
So in order to make this work, we establish those working relationships, and we create, by virtue of those relationships, treaty pieces where we create trust on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Our program, there's a word that's been thrown around far too often and far too badly lately. It's called transparency.
Yeah.
But we are extraordinarily transparent, and mm-hmm. we have to be.
Right.
The people that we serve require the very best that we can.
Mm-hmm.
They require sensitivity to keeping their culture strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we strive to maintain Native culture in this area.
Right.
So it's an extraordinarily dynamic program because it's mm-hmm. multifaceted in mm-hmm. those areas.
So this facility would be a place where students would come and live and stay and be part of the program?
We're a residential program.
Residential program.
We go from, we're 12 months, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
We go from ages 9 years old to 22 years old.
Yeah.
We have several extraordinarily good programs within this dynamic, including our equestrian therapeutics program.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our gardening and greenhouse program.
Oh, that's great.
Culinary arts. A full, fully licensed facility that is has multiple licensures in multiple states.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a full clinical wing.
Mm-hmm.
So our special ed division, for instance, all of our teachers are special ed certified. We also have vocational arts. And the independent living program is a really great concept, because what we found is that nationwide, children oftentimes don't qualify for services as they reach 17 years old.
Right.
So a kid who's on the 30th of a month or 31st of a month
right.
reaches 18 years old, it's the same child.
Right.
They no longer qualify.
They just don't have the services, right?
So we do. We qualify right. until 22, and we strive to serve. We also serve the family as well as the child.
Right.
So those families are part of that culture.
Right. And the tough question is how are you able to sustain with funding? What are your funding sources? Or
we have a multiplicity of funding factors mm-hmm. that go into this.
Mm-hmm.
We work with school boards. Mm-hmm. We work with private insurances. We work with ongoing insurance areas. We are entering the sometimes very murky world of tribal insurances
mm-hmm.
and looking towards Indian Health Services and so forth.
Right.
But we also do matching. We do matching cost sharing. For instance, Department of Justice, Department of Education,
right.
private pay. And we are looking into, certainly are looking and starting the process for Medicaid.
Okay. Wow. Sounds amazing.
So there's a group of ways to be able to sustain a child's capability in this program.
And just briefly, if you could talk a little bit about, I only know a very little bit about the history of some of the boarding schools and institutions for Native American youth that is a pretty, from what I know, a pretty tragic history in the United States that
yes.
was...
For Native Americans.
For Native Americans, yeah. That was sort of created as, or talked about as though it was like a good thing, but it was...
Well, you're right.
...really detrimental to the communities.
It was, and part of the issue, of course, was that I think probably the most famous of them was the Indian Industrial School at Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
There are really... interesting ideas and good intentions that pave the way to hell, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of them. And the whole purpose of it was that you take Native children and you eradicate the Indian child and create an assimilated sort of semi-human being.
Right.
The problem with this is that you simply cannot take a group of people who are of a culture, throw away everything that they believe in and create a secondary human being
right.
in their place. It doesn't work, and what it creates is a disaster.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is something that we are still struggling about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think rightfully so. One of the precepts of this program and one of the things that we have stood four square by is that we will not recreate in any way, shape, or form the traditional Indian school. That's not what this is at all.
Mm-hmm.
What it is about is the sustaining of Native culture, the sustaining of Native families to create a thriving family, to create thriving individuals, not to in any way dictate. That's not what we do.
Right.
We don't dictate what their policies will be on any reservation.
Mm-hmm.
We stay away from phrases like, this is what you need to do.
Right.
At any given time, we are not certain what people need to do.
Right.
We know what we need to do to serve the need as well as we can.
Right.
And it's a learning process by the moment. There's no such thing as the wise person in the room.
Right.
And hopefully what we will create is something that will be a very unique and thriving capability to sustain
right.
one of the most ancient cultures on earth, because that's what our intention is.
Right.
But we ask for and request that tribal contact. We want those visits. We want those surprise visits.
Right.
We want people simply to stop by and see what it is that we're doing.
Yeah.
We don't need the 5-week call in advance to make certain the place is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
In any given time, it may not be pretty.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we're not doing the very best we can do.
Right. Well, thank you so much for talking about this. And I'm really excited to hear about your project.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today.
We'd love to stop by
sometime. Thank you for having us here. And I hope that you folks will stop by and take a look and see what
will.
We're doing.
And you guys will have to come into the station more once we're up and running.
Thank you. We'd love it. Thanks very much. Take care now.